Sorry, let's go down to San Diego, bring in Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you this morning?
Great, Marty. How are you?
Very good. Glad to be here today. And, boy, we had quite a game last night. And before we get into a wonderful story you wrote today about Joey Lucchese, which I want you to let everyone know who this kid is. He's a Bay Area kid. What a game last night. Corey Guerin throws the frisbee, and Renfro hits a bullet out of there. But the play at the plate with Joe Panik, that was one... you say, my God, I can't tell you the last time I saw a right fielder to a first baseman to the catcher to get a guy who can run a little bit from third.
Yeah, and the Giants really thought that he was safe. Bruce Bochy said that the replay guys relayed that to him. Panik said he didn't feel a tag at all. If anything, it grazed him. And, you know, it just comes down to the replay reviews and the angles in New York. And ultimately, they didn't go in the Giants' favor. And then two batters later, Hunter Renfro hits the bomb that ends the game, really. The Giants just didn't recover after that. They lost 5-4. And those are the type of games when you've got Tony Watson pitching, when you get a home run out of Evan Longoria, when you get a home run out of Andrew McCutchen, that this team can't afford to lose.
Yeah, and you got a big hit out of Austin Jackson as well, a two-out bullet that scored a run, too. So the righties did their job last night, but it wasn't meant to be. But what do you think of Holland last night? He walked himself into trouble, and then Maranta, who does nothing but throw fastballs and get swings and misses, made a hell of a defensive play to get out of that inning. But tell me about Holland a little bit, then you can segue into Maranta last night.
You know, Holland's battling right now, and I think there's a lot of people that look at this rotation and expect more from him, but I think the Giants are happy if he goes out there and gives them five innings and two runs or three runs every time around the rotation in his turn. But he couldn't make it through five last night. He lost his command to the final two hitters, ended up walking a guy on four pitches. He said he didn't feel out of gas, but he looked that way at the end. And Bochy calls on Maranta. He goes to the pen earlier than he probably wanted to. My goodness, he called Maranta Gene Machi after the game by accident because
really?
he's a big athletic guy who got over to first base. And Joe Panik said, yeah, he can move. There was no doubt. Panik knew that Maranta was going to be able to make that play where he ran over and beat the guy to the bag to get that last out on the 3-4-1 put out. But Reyes Maranta has been a revelation this season for the Giants.
So what happens here in the bullpen? And again, I talked about it on the show last night, maybe Guerin, Osich fall back a little bit, and maybe you give a little bit more responsibility, a little bit more leverage to Pierce Johnson and Maranta. You think that may happen?
Well, when you look at the best pitchers in the Giants bullpen right now, if you aren't considering anything other than 2018, Marty, I'd say it's Tony Watson, Pierce Johnson, and Reyes Maranta with Hunter Strickland kind of factoring in there as well. And I think if you know you get into these situations where it's a one-run ball game, you want Pierce Johnson on the mound in the seventh or eighth inning. You want Tony Watson on the mound. Johnson has certainly pitched himself into that role, and he's proven he's a guy who can be counted on. His stuff is nasty. I mean, there's 95 miles an hour on the two-seamer with movement.
Well, I will say this. You were on him early. You were on Pierce Johnson early. You really were. And I kept saying, who is he? And, of course, you were on him early in spring training, so I commend you for that.
You want to hear a good story about
sure,
Pierce Johnson,
please.
Marty?
Yes.
So I'm talking to him. I'm doing the first interview Pierce Johnson has done all spring. It's the middle of March, and he's been good in spring training, and no one's talked to him yet. No one really knew him. And up comes Jeremy Shelley, the Giants' assistant general manager, to come and cut Pierce Johnson. And so in mid-conversation, he pulls Pierce Johnson away from me and cuts him. And so finally on opening day when he made the roster, I had the chance to go up and talk to him and apologize that I was bad luck for him. But he thought it was good luck. He thought that, hey, I'll give you an interview because now I'm on the Major League roster and I talked to you and you were the only one.
I like him. Kerry Crowley with us, Bay Area News Group. Kerry doing a great job. The rookie on the beat this year. Derek Law is still here, and he had two good innings the other night. I didn't see the two innings he threw. I turned the game off after that. The Padres were so awful that night, and that's the last time they lost. But what do you think of Law?
Law looks good. His numbers weren't great in Sacramento. I know he gave up a home run when he went down there, and that was just three appearances. But the fastball looked good, and he was throwing it frequently, and that's what the Jets were concerned about. Was he going to be able to command the fastball? And now it's a matter of, are they going to bring Roberto Gomez back, who looked good when he made the major league roster, when he's you know, served his 10 days in the minor leagues, or are they going to stick with Law and try to ride the hot hand if he looks good? And I think we could see Law again today in relief of Tyler Beede, the first guy out of the pen.
I agree with you 100%. They got to get a better look at Law because Osich is a little shaky right now. You know, this one bad one after another, and he even tells you he's not throwing the ball as well as he did in spring training.
Yeah, Osich doesn't have it right now, and that's become obvious. He and Sam Dyson are searching to find it, and the Giants are probably hoping that, you know, they can mix them into a game where they've got a huge lead like they did on Thursday night when they got Derek Law in there with a 7-0 advantage, because you want those guys to be able to give you the innings that they really were counted on to give you. Dyson was the 8th and 9th inning guy last year, and he looked so good by the end of the year, but just hasn't had it since the first day of spring. And Osich, after a dominant spring, has kind of fallen apart here and regressed to the 2016-2017 version of what he was.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me to see Okert back when his 10 days are up. But, boy, it's interesting. Dyson, Guerin, Osich, which looked like a major strength, kind of hasn't really materialized. Guerin's been okay. Last night was unfortunate, and he got a big out to get out of an inning. And then they brought him back out, and, you know, the ball was, as Bochy said, the ball was just up, and it was up. It was like, happy birthday, Hunter Renfrow. Where would you like it? You
know, that's ironically, it was Corey Guerin's birthday.
Yeah, well, that's how, well, he was giving Renfrow a present last night. Let me tell you, that's how bad that pitch was. Tell us about Joey Lucchese. You wrote this morning about him, and I talked about him just a little bit, but he's a great story, and it's Tyler Beede and Joey Lucchese. We know who Beede is, but tell us about Lucchese.
Yeah, I went to the Padres clubhouse the other day, and on the way down, I had a chat with Dennis Lynn, who's a great beat writer who covers the team, and I said, what do you know about Lucchese? And he goes, he's just chill. He's not going to give you much. But I went and had a nice chat with him about growing up in the Bay Area, and he was a Newark Memorial High School grad, walked on at Chabot College, had no interest in college coaches, ended up redshirting at the junior college level, and all of a sudden materializes into this Division I pitcher where he goes to the Ohio Valley Conference and wins the Pitcher of the Year award twice. Mm. He's drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 4th round in 2016, and he's the first pitcher from his draft class to make it to the major leagues. He's been doubted along the way. He doesn't have, you know, stuff that would jump off the page. It's a 90-91 mile-an-hour fastball and then a curveball, and that's really it. But he commands it so well, and he knows how to pitch that he's up, and he's pitched well this season for the Padres.
He's pitched great. His two games against the Rockies were dominant games. You know, the Rockies are a good team. Interesting. So we'll see what happens. You know, I like Beede. I like the way he looks as a pitcher. You know, if you said to me, what should a pitcher look like? It would look like this guy, his delivery, the whole thing. He just doesn't have, we talk about control, maybe throw strikes. He doesn't have the command yet of putting it where he wants to put it. But I think the arm is there.
Well, you know what I like about Beede is even if he doesn't have the command, there's always the potential and there's a high ceiling for him because nothing he throws out of the hand is straight.
Right.
You know, there's even if he's throwing 93, 94, it's not a straight fastball. It's not a curveball that's easy to pick up. And so there's going to be a lot of swing and misses when he's going really well. And the Giants, you know, haven't had a prospect like that in a while.
No, I think it's terrific. And the other thing I thought about is Stratton. And it took Stratton a while to get here. But I think Stratton is here, and I think the curveball rate and all that stuff, you know, it's major league. And maybe it just takes this guy, maybe he's on that kind of path, and maybe it's just not going to happen as quickly. But I see the arm there. I like the matchup today. I think it's going to be an interesting game, don't you, Beede and Lucchese?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of going to be who blinks first in terms of the starting pitchers because both teams have had to go to the bullpen the past few days, and the Giants are obviously trying to shoot for the series split against a San Diego team that won all three series at Petco Park last year. And so the pressure's on the Giants right now, and Tyler Beede has got to be feeling a little of that, and so I'm really intrigued. It's his second turn through the rotation, and he's got a little bit to prove here.
Yeah, yeah, he does, and especially Suarez's good game, Suarez could come back. And look, let's face it, after today, day off, and then it's Cueto, hopefully on Tuesday, for three. in Arizona, and then it's the Ohtani show next weekend with the Angels, who just crushed the ball. And this could be a very telling week for the Giants in this gauntlet of April. So, yeah, I think today is a game you want to win, not just because it's an early game and you've lost a couple, but I think they need that momentum going into the week.
Well, you can't go to Arizona, lose a series, and fall 7-8 back.
Yeah.
You just can't let that happen. So that makes today's game all the more important. You mentioned the way Ohtani's pitching, and the Giants will probably face him next Sunday. And so you're right. This is going to be a week where we find out a lot about the 2018 Giants.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I learned a new word today. Lucchese is chill. Carmen,
yes.
Carmen will like this. Carmen's got me ghosting. Hard pass. She's got a whole new language for me, so I have to tell
Carmen. The vocabulary.
Yeah, chill. He's chill. I got it. That means he doesn't say a lot. Is that right?
Very laid back, doesn't say a whole lot. Nothing fazes him. You know, if he grew his hair out, he'd be a Santa Cruz surfer dude.
Beautiful. Very good. Kerry, you do a great job. I always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Okay, that is Kerry Crowley. I'm getting a new vocabulary, Raph.